first of all, thank you again for tuning in to another session with It's All About You Life Coaching. My name is Sharon Hill Withers. Been a life coach for about 12 years almost. Wow. And I just wanted to share something with parents who may be raising a teenager or a child that's choosing an alternative lifestyle. I just wanted to share some things because I have experienced that as a parent, and encourage the parents to have more communication with the child that's choosing an alternative lifestyle and not less. Choose to love more and not less. Choose to educate and inform and not avoid. Choose to live a life yourself that makes them want to be more like you. Live in such a way that has them curious about how to have the same happiness you have, how to have the same joy you have, how to, you know, grow up and become a productive member of society and be willing to, you know, just see life differently than they currently see it right now. So many times we may not know what's actually happening with our children. And a lot of times we assume because they are doing good in school and making good grades that they're okay. So I wanted to inform you that that's not necessarily the case. With even the shootings that are going on right now, everyone in the world is impacted, including your children. So talk to them. This session is about raising children who have chosen an ulterior lifestyle and how to, you know, open up the lines of communication with them, how to still show love, even though you may be a Christian and totally against the behavior that they are exhibiting, totally against the group of people that they may choose to be around and entertain, and totally against the attitudes, totally against what you're seeing. One of the things that I do know is what we fight against keeps happening. And you've heard it be what we resist persists, right? So when you're talking to your children, and I don't care how young or how old they may be, ask them, like, really, how are you doing? What are you feeling about the world you're living in? What is it that you, how do you feel about what you just saw on TV? What is happening, right? So the things that you want to do is just to make sure you're opening up lines of communication, constantly asking questions, constantly seeing what's going on with them, constantly making sure that they understand that you love them no matter what. Just like you would love a child that is an alcoholic or on drugs, just because they choose an alternative lifestyle doesn't mean you need to alienate them. It doesn't mean you're not supposed to love them. It doesn't mean you have to, what they call, give tough love. What it means is that they need some more information. They need to know that they can come to you about anything. They need to feel the family that's around them. And that family needs to let them know that they love them. And it's so very important because you don't realize how sometimes, even if it's a curiosity, we can turn it into something that it didn't even need to be. But the very way we acted about it forced them to do more of it. So I just wanted to have a conversation in this realm on this session, because so many times we choose to not say anything, some of us, We know what's happening. We know what's going on, but we won't say anything at all. We just act like it's not happening. It's called denial. Trust me, you'll be there. You'll be right in denial. Well, you know, I haven't seen it. I just heard about it, so I don't know that that's true. And also, you can be in a state of anger. Sometimes you can be very angry because you've given so much to your child and or your children, and they're choosing things that they haven't been taught, that they haven't been brought up to believe. And sometimes that can bring about anger and resentment. And sometimes we can take it out on our children that are just not doing or being how we've raised them to be. And we also choose sometimes to avoid. That's also things that parents do with children who choose alternative lifestyles. So I'm encouraging you to not do any of those things. I'm encouraging you to have a conversation and let that conversation be a curious conversation and not a condescending, accusatory conversation, but a curious conversation. How are you feeling? What do these things make you feel that you're not able to get anywhere else? Is there anything that I can do to assist you with feeling the things that you're choosing other groups to feel with? So sometimes we just have to take it in stride and say, okay, this is happening. So that's a sense of accepting that this is happening. And this is my child. And do I want to push them from me, or do I want to have them come towards me? And my choice was to have them come towards me. I wasn't choosing. Now, they know my beliefs. They've been in church all their life. So they never brought certain things to my home or around me, but they still knew that I was going to treat them like a human being, that they were going to be treated like they're still important to me, that they were going to be treated like, I know you're smart and intelligent and that you're fully capable of living a productive, very, very successful life. And I'm not going to choose to not talk to you. I'm not going to choose to alienate you. I'm not going to choose to treat you differently just because your alternative lifestyle is different. I'm going to educate you. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to show you things just to make sure that you're aware. And then I'm going to make sure you're protecting yourself in certain environments. And when you come around me, I'm going to love you like you're my child and not like you're the alternative lifestyle. There is a difference. Have some compassion for your children. They're going through a lot and they're being exposed to a lot. And we need to be aware that this is happening, and don't be in denial about it. Don't be in denial. Sit down and have some conversations. And literally, if you don't know what to say, it's okay. If you don't say nothing else but, I believe in you, and I know that you can be your higher self, and I know that you may not feel that way right now, but I believe you'll get there. I just truly believe you'll get there. I promise you, encouraging a child that's dealing in an alternative lifestyle is probably one of the key things that they need. And I'm not saying encouraging them to keep doing what they're doing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying encouraging them to be a higher being, be their higher self, be more than what they're choosing to be right now. That's encouragement. Those are the things that will truly help them. Letting them know what their strong skills or assets are, or what you actually love about them, and stop focusing on what you don't want, which is what they're doing. Okay? I hope this helped someone today. Please make sure that you are doing all that you can to support your kids. Make sure that you're doing everything that you need to get information about what's going on with your children and talk to them from an informed mindset and not a judgment mindset. Go out and love your kids today. Hug on them and let them know how much they mean to you. And make sure that you are being what you need to be. Okay? As a parent. All right. Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much.